How are they laid out, remember?
Well, we know, I can't explain that to you real, because...
Like this kind of...
Yes, that's what it is.
And then, what kind of fences do you have around town, though?
Well...
How about the little fences out in the yard? What might those be called?
Something. I have one of these fences that the type they use now. Do they call them chain link?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I have that.
Did you ever have one just made out of little narrow pieces of board? Maybe painted?
Picket fences?
Yeah.
No.
And on a fence, though, at every corner, they have to drive down a fence.
I don't know what they call that, but...
Well, you might call it just something that you have to drive down into the ground.
Is it called a rail?
Or a post.
A post.
A post?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you get? Two of them? You say you drove down two fences?
Yes.
Two what?
Two, did you say two posts?
Posts. Yeah.
Posts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on a post. Now, what did, did you have any, ever, did you ever do these wire fences that have the kind of, things on it, these sharp things?
I used to have a wire fence around here before they began making those chain links.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But not with the pointed things on it.
Yes, I used to have that put up, you know, there are a lot of children around in the neighborhood, and I felt like that if I had that type, they wouldn't be climbing the fence.
A barbed wire fence?
Barbed wire.
You had a barbed wire fence?
Yeah, you used to have one.
Is that right? Thing that you carry water in from the well.
A pail.
Yeah. Now, what was that?
It was made, they had them made of tin. Tin pails.
Earlier than that, they had the old ones made out of cedar.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I remember my grandmother did have one of those made of some sort of wood. It was a wooden bucket.
Uh-huh. Right. And then something they used to use to go out when they went out to feed the hogs. They had a container. You know what that was called?
Nothing but a slop bucket. I've heard them say that.
That's fine. That's the fine. Now, something that you might fry eggs with.
Called it a skillet.
Okay. And then something that is a heavy iron vessel that they used to use for boiling clothes, you know, in the wash day. Big black cast iron thing. And also when they slaughtered hogs, they used to use these things.
Okay. I can't remember what my grandmother used. My grandmother boiled her clothes outside. She had a big iron pot, a big iron kettle, and she would make a fire under this big iron kettle and boil her clothes.
And that's something you might put cut flowers in, if it's in your house, something you might.
Oh. You mean vase, the vase?
Yeah. You know. And then at the after a meal, a woman says she has to wet the dishes. She has to the dishes. Now she says, I'm going to take up the plate, and she says, now I've got to
wash dishes.
Yeah, and after she finishes,
she has to wipe them.
And before that,
dry them.
To get the soap off, she has to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And something you might use to